I'm sure I see at least a few survivors of Black Friday. A show of hands for who got mixed up in that madness. You all are crazy. I gotta wonder about people like that. No. Our second reading from St. Paul speaks about not making provision for the desires of the flesh, but rather to concentrate on that which is spirit and spiritual. That's what the season of Advent is about. It is about preparing spiritually and in our hearts for the coming of Christ. And it's not just, you know, a celebration of a birthday party for the baby Jesus. Of course it is that. But it's a preparation also for his other comings. The two of them being his coming to us at our particular death and his coming to claim the universe at the end of time, whenever he will make all things subject to himself and hand them over to God his Father. And so we prepare our hearts, and he asks us to do this. Now, when St. Paul says, make no provision for the flesh, he's not saying, you know, wall yourself up somewhere, don't eat or drink or anything like that, and just pray all the time. Well, we are to pray constantly. St. Paul asks us to do that as well. But he's saying, don't place your foundation on these things of the earth. And we tend to do that. We very readily latch on to the things in this life as if this is all that there is. We all tend to do it to one degree or another. But that is a mistake. Rather, he wants us to lay our foundation on that which does not pass, which endures eternally. It's important that we orient our hearts toward the Lord Jesus. Our hearts and our minds. Good actions are, of course, good. Responsibility and acting responsibly is, of course, good. But it's not enough. It's not enough. He illustrates in this gospel passage from Matthew. He's saying to his disciples, as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. In those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day that Noah entered the ark. They were going about their lives as if everything was normal and hunky-dory. And then, well, you know. He says, so will it be with the coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be working in the field. One will be taken and the other left. Two women will be working, grinding at the mill. One will be taken and the other will be left. What is the difference between those pairs of people? Why is one chosen and the other not? They're both doing the same work. They're both probably acting responsibly, working hard, providing for their families, doing what needs to be done, doing good things. Nobody would say hard work is a bad thing. But apparently, there is some difference between the one person and the other in Jesus' example. So if all outward appearances are the same, that must mean there's something different on the inside that makes the difference. That is what we concentrate on during these penitential seasons of Advent and Lent. We concentrate on the inside. Because God sees to the heart, whereas we see on the surface. I encounter this all the time as a priest. All the time. People are, and I appreciate it, but people are generally very gracious with their compliments. And again, I appreciate that. But I think there's this sense sometimes that, oh, Father, you got it all squared away. You don't know me. But God does. I am not perfect. And I would suspect, I could be wrong, but neither are you. We all need God's redemption. We all need to invite Him deeply into our hearts. We all need to give Him everything that keeps us from Him. Everything, particularly our sins. I'm always harping on confession. It is not an option, folks. It is a necessity. I can tell you it's a necessity for this priest often. Not because I'm a Scroop, but because I'm a sinner. It's an awesome opportunity that we are given by the Lord Jesus to make straight a path and a highway in our hearts for Him. Do we take advantage of it? I hope that we can, particularly during this season of preparation. Wednesday after next, the 11th of December, we are going to once again have The Light Is On for You. It's a program throughout the diocese that we are offering at every parish. We're offering the Sacrament of Reconciliation once again from 6 in the evening until 8 or whenever we're done. Please take that opportunity. Please. Father Ralph Shipp will be available at St. John Chrysostom in New Boston. I will be here. So sorry, folks. And Father Gene Vogler will be at St. Martin's in Chrisney. So if you're frightened of me and you would like to go to somebody else, there are the options. But, once again, what is the difference? What is the difference? The difference is inside. Do we make that highway straight for Him? Do we invite the Lord Jesus into a place that we have made space for? Do we hollow out the provisions for the flesh, so to speak, that we have in our hearts? And make that a palace for the Lord Jesus when He comes.